U.S. greater than PDRM plans to use taser guns to reduce the usage of firearms on aggressive people. World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz PDRM plans to use taser guns to reduce the usage of firearms on aggressive people news. Na Cor Ming resigns as Deputy Speaker of the Parliament, Azalina Othman takes his place. Indonesian couple gets married in front of deceased father as they did not want him to miss it. Majin Senator suggests introducing sign language as third language in educational institutes. Passing on the torch, Syed Siddiq congratulates one of Spor's youngest MP-elect. Watch, adorable white lion cub rejected by his mother, bonds with zookeeper instead. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Roti Kanai Sarong Teller, Malaysia's latest food trend and we want it. Dr. Noor Hisham gets praised by American colleague for his methods of handling COVID-19 in Malaysia. Did you know that Sarawak still uses English as its official language? Here's why. Meet Dr. Masliza, first female Malaysian ASSC professor in Oxford University after 924 years. Tun M banned an international media in 1986 for mischievous reports on Mashiach. Here's what happened. People Features Lifestyle. Wob tries, we can't get enough of Myeongrang, the famous Korean premium street snacks. Go for your grocery run in style with these reusable batik face masks. 10 authentic delicacies to try in Cebu, Sarawak, the new Fuzhou. 12 unique roti kanai in Malaysia you must try at least once. SG scientists are trying to harness energy from the shadow realm, for real. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. Study shows that we will never forget the songs we listened to in our teens. Glee star, Naya Rivera presumed drowned after 4-year son found drifting alone in boat. Have you ever wondered why you can't stop eating popcorn during a movie? Here's why. This cinema in Terengganu doesn't allow men and women to sit together and here's why. Want a calming, aesthetic, plant-filled Instagram feed? Follow these four accounts. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos, Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup, Ratatouille makes wonton mee, black lives in Malaysia, what is racism like for you? One Malaysia plays, left 4 dead 2. Chup, more Malaysians infected with dengue than COVID-19? Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. We have seen it happen in movies and TV shows, where police officers tase criminals who give them a hard time during an arrest. And it seems like our Royal Malaysia Police PDRM is considering picking up the electronic device to help them conduct their detainments more effectively. As according to Bernama, Inspector General of Police Tan Sri Abdul Hamid Badur, the consideration to use tasers are actually to reduce the use of firearms with aggressive and hostile people. Dato, Sri Noor Rashid Ibrahim's taser demonstration. PDRM does not want to shoot anyone and wants to resolve issues without loss of life, such as when dealing with persons under the influence of drugs who will be aggressive, so we want to only use taser guns to resolve these cases, he said. But this isn't the first time tasers were brought into the picture. Although the use of taser guns have been introduced before this, not many were provided to police staff and most were of poor quality, he further explained. Along with taser guns, PDRM officers and patrol cars will be equipped with cameras to monitor their interactions with the general public. Hence, if you're ever confronted by the police for a crime, it's best to cooperate with them as getting tased isn't exactly pleasant. A man, who has apparently been tased 200 times in his life, told BBC that getting tased feels very much like cramps. This image shows the marks left by a taser. It's a bit like lying in bed and feeling a cramp in your leg, but it covers your whole body. Certainly, it's uncomfortable, but no more painful than a cramp. You don't feel the probes going in. The first thing you notice is the muscles in between them spasming and then the rest of your body seizes up, the man said. So hey, it's probably best to just cooperate with police officers whenever necessary. Stay tuned for more updates. Also read, should these icy blue lights be considered illegal on Malaysian roads?
Source,
Facebook source, Harian Metro source, ABC News share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.